You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the official oddity problem specialists. Tonight we present, for all folk and folk tales, Episode 10, The Invisible Man's Day Off.
Ready? Go. Good morning, sirs. That looked cooler in my head. This is Keeper 81, the magnificent holder of the magic deck. We're nearly to Iowa to catch up with that ghost show, Haunted Bodegas. Our informant tells us that Griffin, the invisible man, has been following the crew of this show for 8 intense months, causing mayhem and tricking these fools into thinking they've found real ghosts. But we shall be there soon to shatter his trickery and reveal the light of truth to the audience. We've brought along Agent Six, the Cat of Mystique, whose very nose and instincts can point us to Griffin. Agent Six has been accompanied by Intern 390, Fishman Extraordinaire, valet of Agent Six, Agent 37, the Jack of all trades, competent at everything, but alas, she excels at nothing. And Agent 333, the living myth, whose hands can turn mountains, whose woodworking can craft mansions, whose dancing skills can calm a genocidal maniac's heart. It shall be an extraordinary show. Voila!
Log 632. This is Agent 37. We're on the Agent bus right now, the only bus I've ever liked being on. Back in high school, I was always early for the bus. You see, my parents, they,
Are we still doing that?
Doing what?
Numbering our logs. I thought we just wanted it to sound more natural.
Why? How would they know if they were missing a log? Like, they see log 632 and 630, but no 631? They know, hey, there's one missing. But if I just start talking, how would they know?
Intuition? Tape? You could make a spreadsheet.
But what? That's easier with log numbers.
So it would. Hey, could you pass me that log?
Sure. This is log 633.
You don't have to do that.
Agent 333 threw my recorder out the window.
Correction. Almost out the window. It landed in the seats.
Why do you have to be this way?
I'm just trying to live my life, man. I don't need numbers.
What? All we are is numbers.
Oh, I guess you're right. Maybe we do need numbers. I do use numbers a lot. Woodworking, dancing, crunches, punching, mountains. Man, I really am all numbers.
See?
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Number those logs.
Thank you.
Excuse me, fine gentlemen. Do you think we may see any chupacabras on this trip?
Dude, we're in Iowa.
37. Don't forget about the migration in 2009.
Crap. That was Iowa.
Yeah, man. No goats in Iowa.
Wait. So what do they eat?
I hear that there are very dangerous packs of chupacabras that roam. Agent Six was worried.
Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, and others. I hope you are all ready for a fun day in the beautiful stage that is the vast nothingness of Iowa.
Oh, I am most excited, Keeper 81. I have not been this far north before. It would seem Agent Six is most unimpressed.
Come on, guys. Why are you dissing on Iowa so much?
Hey, it's supposed to have some mountains. I'd like a go if we have some time.
Right. Mountains.
Hey, man, how come you're being so negative? Did losing Agent 57 get to you that much? You never really opened up about that.
What? No, I'm fine. I just, you know, they made me clean them up, and it was rough, man. And now the queen doesn't have legs. But, you know, I guess they made it. They aren't completely...
Agent 6 would like to know if we are nearly there. They have no interest in Agent 37's ramblings. I'm sorry, friend. I care.
Well, as they say at my little home, I call the stage, the show must go on. So, let's just...
Oof. Ouch.
333, you seem to have fallen.
Ugh, will you help me up?
Yeah, come on. Log 634, this is Agent 37. We've arrived in the town of Wheat. I don't see the resemblance, but the haunted bodega show should be in the local bodega, The Witch's Stop. We're in town, but it doesn't seem like anyone lives here. Creepy.
Okay. First of all, Agent 37, thanks for taking the logs. Great stuff. Secondly, I think I perfected my card trick. Intern 390, this is an audio-only card trick. I need you to close your eyes.
Understood, sir. My eyes will not open.
All right. Listen closely as I shuffle these cards.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes?
What is a card?
You don't need to know. Now listen. Listen for what kind of card it is.
I think I understand what this card is.
All right, I'm going to reshuffle it. Now, tell me, what is this card, Intern 390?
A Valentine's Day card!
What? No, this is a deck of playing cards. Your card is... Why is there a Valentine's Day card in my magic deck?
That was pretty good, Keeper.
Yeah, Valentine's Day was like 5 months ago, too.
No, I didn't put it in the deck. It came from nowhere.
I get it, boss. You're a magician. Now we're here. Care to lead?
But I... Yes, I shall go first.
Their truck could use a wash. Looks like he hasn't seen a mechanic for like 25 years.
You a truck guy now, 333?
Nah, more of a scooter guy myself. You?
You know, usually just unicycle. Keep it simple.
Nice.
May I? All right. Hello, is anyone in there? Jeez.
Agent 6, come back! Do not leave me!
Agent 6, Intern 390, come back. Drat, they've gone into another room. This bodega does look quite creepy.
I'll go first, boss. I'll punch anything that jumps us.
Oh, would you, 333? I'd love to see you punch something.
I'd like to, too. Just follow me.
Look! That door keeps opening and closing. Very nonchalantly.
Let's open it. I don't think that anyone... No, wait. I see someone with a camera. Excuse me.
Holy crap, guys. Ghosts. Girls, we've got ghosts.
Is that pepper spray?
Oh my god, it's not working this time. Someone help.
Those are some weird ghosts, man. Pass me that chair.
Okay.
Chair? What do you guys... Okay. Now I get to punch something.
Hold up. The bodega ghost detector doesn't show anything. They must not be ghosts.
Not ghosts. What are they? Specters?
Spirits?
Lost souls?
Undead children come back as big summer camp murderers?
What? Okay, can I punch you now?
Please don't. Who are you people?
Oh, I am so glad you asked. I am Keeper 81 the Magnificent. These are my assistants. We are members of OOPS, government officials. You are under investigation. Pick a card.
Okay. A citation?
Indeed. You have been cited by the government. The scariest outcome of all.
I don't get it. What's this got to do with ghosts?
Quite a bit, but we'll get to that later. For now, introduce yourselves. And legally, I'm required to tell you that we are recording everything you say.
Oh, well, I'm Ophelia. One of the hunters on our show. This is Trent.
Hey, howdy, pals. I'm Trent.
Hey, Trent.
And this big lug is Reynold.
I usually carry the heavy cameras, and I punch the ghosts.
You punch ghosts, too?
Sometimes, but we usually just pepper spray them.
And how do you spray something that's incorporeal?
Well, you see that incorporeal creatures, they aren't resistant or immune to splash damage.
Fair point. By the way, I'm Agent 37, and my friend over there is Agent 333. Hey, boss, where's Intern 390 and Agent 6?
Good point. They're probably... probably over there. Hurry!
Oh, hello, sir. Welcome to the storage room.
Oh my gods! The cat's floating!
It has merely dug its claws into the ghost. Ah! And there they go.
Agents 37, 333, get after that floating cat. Ghost hunters, give me a debrief back here.
But the ghost!
My assistants will take care of it.
Hogwash!
Back to the equipment room. Let's get this show moving.
Log 636. We're trying to get this darn cat off of the ghost man. Ugh! Come on! 333, can't you use your fist skills or something?
Well, hold on there, my friend. There's no need to sock me. I'm just a hard-working Joe, like you. I will not continue to speak if you do not get this feline off of me.
Agent 6, please remove your claws from our suspect.
I am in your... well, not yet, but thank you anyway. Yeah, give me just a moment.
Yeah, sure. So, you okay, Ghost?
Something seems familiar about this guy.
Maybe he's a relative?
No, something else.
Didn't the briefing say something about this?
Ah, geez, man, you know I don't read those too closely.
No, I swear, there was something about some sort of invisible fella.
Oh, the invisible dude!
That's invisible man, you rube. Now, try not to swallow any of these noxious fumes of my spray paint bomb.
Ah! What the heck, man?
I'm all yellow now.
You were always yellow, man. Those bombs were duds.
Well, this is quite awkward. All of us just standing here.
You're still here?
Why, yes, but how will you see where I go when I pull this rope?
Did he just drop buckets over our heads?
Oh my gosh. Does this guy even know what invisible means?
Until next time, oops.
We really should have read that report.
You see, it's really all in the wrist. I can flip through the cards so much quicker when I do this.
How are your hands bending like that, man?
Trade secret bent.
It's Trent.
Oh, right, Kent. I knew that. Now, if you'll just turn your head.
Ow, man, that's my ribs.
Oh, sorry, there ain't much room in this closet.
You didn't all have to come in here, you know.
Is this not customary?
Oh, you know, not generally.
I suppose I could leave.
No, we must all keep our eyes peeled on this footage. On the magic!
Okay, then. Peel on this. Watch the wet floor sign.
I do not see anything.
Oh, come on, man. Wait, hold on. Keep watching. It's gonna get great.
See, it moved. Were you looking?
What happened?
Were you watching? The wet floor sign moved.
No. I was too busy watching the footsteps in the wet floor. And the floating burrito.
What are you on about? I didn't see any... Bollocks, how did I not see that?
A magician's eye reveals all. Now, I do believe that the activity of something like this will be in our hands. So if you'll please leave, we'll take care of the trouble.
I'm sorry, what?
Whoa, we can't leave, man. This is our livelihood.
We gotta prove it, Rose. We finally have a real one.
Well, I don't believe that matters. Now, let's talk more in the storage room. I'll just... maybe if I... Who locked the door?
I did not.
Not me.
It must have been the ghost. Dude, you're a magician. Magicians are good at getting out of locks. Do your thing.
I do close-up magic, not lock-based stage magic.
Oh, come on, great. The world's most useless magician. Can't you use your wrist or something?
Ouch, Brent. Ouch.
Log 372. The suspect got away, and now we're stuck with the cat. Ouch! Why would you help it claw me, man?
You deserved it. He's got a number, you know.
Fine. Agent 6. Can you help find the invisible man again? Excellent. Lead the way. Log 373. We found a nearby toko dinger. Either the cat... Agent 6 is really hungry. Or the invisible man is. Either way, I'm going to get dinner. Good evening, ma'am. Have you seen an invisible man? Or some floating clothes around? Ma'am? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Well, if you're okay, do you think you can answer the question?
You guys are weird looking.
Ouch, man. That's pretty rude.
Is that a cat?
This is a government agent, ma'am. We all are, so you better answer the question.
What's going on out here? More people in masks. Well, what can I do to help?
You haven't seen an invisible man come in, have you?
No, not today.
So you have seen an invisible man?
I mean, I've seen more than most, probably. We get one or two, maybe a year.
Yes.
Why, yes, servant. Can I get two tokos and a chocolate milkshake, if you will? Oh, come on, please. Help a gentleman out.
The milkshake machine is broken. Out of order, gentleman.
By the invisible man in the sky, that thing is always out of order.
Jeff, there's an invisible man here harassing me.
I am not harassing you.
The invisible man, you are under arrest. Agent 6, seek and detain.
Go get him, buddy. All right, now I'm gonna use my fists.
Oh, please don't. I surrender, good sir.
Oh, man. I never get to... Ow!
Aha! Never let your guard down. What ho! Put 'em up. Can't fight what you can't see. Ah!
You've got a cat on you, man. You're not very invisible.
Well, does anyone have any ideas of how to get out of this closet?
I'm getting real claustrophobic, man. I need to get out of here.
Well, aha! Everyone, gather round, gather round.
We are gathered. That's the problem.
Righto. You wanted magic. I've got magic. Watch as I pull out this simple blanket. Ooh, nothing in it. Nothing behind it. Now watch as I cover you all up with it. And on the count of three, I shall make you all disappear. One, two, three. It worked!
What the? Where are we?
Oh, we're out, man.
Keeper, your trick seemed to work. Keeper, where are you?
Guess who's back? And we've got the invisible man.
He's got quite the right hook.
How dare you? Let go of me. Don't you know who I am? I know my rights. I've done nothing wrong.
Agent 37, the keeper dropped this. Here you go, Agent 37.
Wait, where's the keeper?
He seems to have disappeared.
Whoa.
What do you mean he disappeared?
We moved through a wall, then the keeper was gone. He is no longer in the closet.
What does that mean?
I think that means you're in charge, buddy.
Great. Okay, yeah. Listen, you guys take the ghost hunters outside. I have to talk with the invisible man.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Are you guys going to wipe on mines? Is that something you do?
Would you like me to?
I mean, kinda.
All right, invisible man.
I did nothing wrong, you buffoon. My lawyers will see to that.
Well, Mr. Griffin, is that cool?
I'd prefer the invisible man.
Okay. I guess we're not here to take you in, invisible man. Here. Delivery.
What is this?
Well, this package seems to be addressed to you, so, here you go. I'm gonna go try and find my boss now.
That's it?
Does it need to be more?
Well, of course not. Who are the sirs?
Good morrow, sirs. This is Agent 37 reporting in. Let's break the big news first. The keeper disappeared and... we're not sure where he is right now. What the heck?
Ah! Oh god! Oh my god, it burns!
Keeper 81?
Help me! Why are you in my room?
I thought you were dead.
I will be if you don't help me.
What's wrong?
I'm so hungry.
What the? Hello again. It's Agent 37. We stopped at Toko Dinger for the Keeper, so he's eating up right now. No idea what happened to him. But anyway, I guess we finished our mission? Would have been nice to know we were just mailmen, but whatever, it's cool. Oh, and those ghost guys. Yeah, we took them out back and made sure they were dead. No one will know. No, we don't do that anymore. Oh, voice crack. Anyway, we had dinner with them. They seemed nice. Signed all the documents and such. But, yep, we're code green or something. Signing out and signing in some tokos. Oh, God.
This has been The Invisible Man's Day Off. Performances by Z Lee, Abby Hake, Jordy Hake, Stephen Harrell, Olivia Sarver, Haley Edwards, Samuel Sarver, and Michael Jenkins. Oops. Written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.